cliffcentral.com. Did your parents ever teach you nursery rhymes?
No.
So what do you, his parents, when he was in the woods?
I recently realized that Mary had a little lamb. Why she had this, I wasn't sure. Was she a farmer or was it just for shits and giggles?
Well, go to work, go to bed, live your life, then you're dead. Night, Ben!
Oh, is that what they sang to him?
What nursery rhyme was that?
That's the Ben motto.
I didn't hear that one either.
I don't know.
It's the life
live
motto.
Your life and then you're dead.
Go to work, go to bed, live your life, then you're dead. Night.
Frightening. Frightening. Hey,
poor Ben. He never had nursery rhymes. Did you have nursery rhymes?
No, not really.
Oh, no, guys. Then
no.
You have not fully lived.
How did you greet the sun? Good morning, Mr. Sun. Our day has just begun. Oh. I love to see your shining face. Good morning, Mr. Sun. I was like, yes!
I had a better one. Mine went,
of course you did.
The sun is his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on, and he's coming out to play.
That is cheerful. I will accept.
It's like, it's like you were speaking a different language, the two of you, right now.
Well, Ben was just told, son.
Wake up, go to school, mind your own business, and do what you're told.
That doesn't even rhyme. That's a nursery statement.
Why was everyone rhyming?
It's a nursery statement.
Oh, God. A nursery statement.
That is a nursery manifesto.
Oh, same.
Good morning, little Benny. Today it will be day, and then later night. Have good time.
I must have gone to a terrible nursery school because I never picked the stuff up.
What?
Yeah. No, my parents dropped me off at a preschool like everyone else, but I never remember this kind of thing. Ever.
Dude, that's all it was. That's all you had. There was napping. There was.
Ben, did you do hymns when you were in church for any good reason?
Yeah, I was sent to. Was it called catechism?
Oh,
yeah, that explains
that's
why
Catholic
you
Sunday school
catechism.
I mean, there was Hail Marys and stuff like that.
No, hang on. That's quite important. This is Catholic Sunday school. It's quite a big deal.
Yes, that's when the indoctrination begins.
No, but it wasn't on a Sunday. It was like on a Wednesday.
Man. So did Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Catechism.
That sounds like such a terrible thing.
Where should we send the kids, Irene? Well, there's a catechism that's opened up.
Well, there's this new catechism. They're doing some pretty progressive things. I remember I used to have to go to it, and it seemed like the stupidest idea. It sounded like the stupidest idea. So I've just spent all day in a school with kids my age. Now I must go spend all day, the rest of the afternoon, in another school with kids from a different school.
Yeah.
While the teacher basically talks about Jesus, which I never
subscribed to.
No, but
I never signed up for that.
What do you mean you never signed up for it?
Well, it didn't resonate with me. I mean, I wasn't going home with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and going, hallelujah. You guys will know. I have no idea what I learned today.
Hallelujah. I also always found like hymns a bit weird. I remember like wondering why the Christian soldiers had an army and who they were going to war with. It felt a bit counterintuitive.
As someone who's not religious and who's not a big fan of organized religion, I love the hymns. In fact, I thought of one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Fill the world with love my whole life through. Do you remember that one?
Nope. I mean, come on, my guy. There are so many hymns out there.
Build upon the rock and not upon the sand.
Gareth, right now, you are a tall Alan Ford. you are carrying on like a tall Alan Ford.
And brave and strong and true and to fill the world with... come on, you don't
I like the hymns when I was little, but I got into the hers as school progresses.
Oh, honey, some of us stayed loving the hymns.
I love a good hymn. Yeah, Alan Ford.
Oh, no. Stupid. No,
stupid. All right, guys, we've got to wrap it up. We've got to see what's...
I think we've broken Sia.
I really want Sia and Gord to go out on a night, like on a jaw.
Hunting for the hymns.
And then come back the next morning and just tell us what happened.
No, really, Sia is done. Sia's face is throbbing. He's laughing so hard.
He's Seriously. There are tears streaming down his face.
His face is like veined up like a river estuary. CliffCentral.com.